This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command.
The Cardiac Commanders are the Clutch Commanders!
With former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
This is Take Command. You can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan Team 980 YouTubes. You can also subscribe, rate, review, download this podcast. It is available wherever you get your audio. Logan Paulson played in the NFL for a decade. I'm Grant Paulson. You can listen to me on 106.7 The Fan. We give you three eps a week, one right after the game, one looking ahead to the next game, and one looking back at why things went right or wrong previously. So, Logan, next up for the Commanders at 3-4, the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football. And I got to say, personally, selfishly, I'm excited, man. Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium, is one of four stadiums I've never been to, and I'm making the trip. I will be out there for Monday Night Football, so I'm checking one off the box here.
Yeah, I mean, Arrowhead's an awesome place, man. Like, I have a kind of a small Rolodex of stories regarding Arrowhead, but I remember we had a preseason game when I was in San Francisco in 2017, and it was, you know, like a preseason game. It's week one. Like, you know, you're like, we'll be fine. Don't need to think about the silent count or anything like that. And it was so loud for a preseason game that we needed to go silent count when we were in like the low red. And I was like, what is happening here? Like, what is, like, why is it? But it's a great environment. It's a great place to play. The fan base is awesome. And it's kind of got like that cool, like one of those cool older stadium vibes. So I think it's an awesome spot and a really, you know, perfect venue for Monday night.
Yeah, primetime football. Now, when this one was made on the schedule for national TV, the idea was Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback living and playing, I should say, and one of the best quarterbacks of all time. And Jaden Daniels is kind of the next great quarterback. We don't have a Daniels-Mahomes matchup. We've got a Mariota-Mahomes matchup because Jaden's already been ruled out with the hamstring injury. And obviously Washington was expected to be better than 3-4. Meanwhile, the Chiefs come in. They've won two in a row over the Lions and the Raiders. They've won four of their last five, and they have completely gotten their season back on track. They were 0-2 to start, and people were throwing dirt on them. They're now all better. I don't know what shot they got or what medicine the doctor gave them. But like when you saw them and they were sniffling and they couldn't get out of bed a few weeks ago, they're running around now. They're running sprints. Like they are all healed.
Yeah. And I think this is like this is one of the difficult things about the kind of 24-hour news cycle for sports is you got to talk about something. So everyone was talking about Kansas City, and I was like, you know, I'm always kind of a slow, I'm not a hot take guy. I'm slow to kind of make those declarative statements. And I was like, as long as Patrick Mahomes is over there, man, there's always an opportunity they can figure it out. And they have figured it out in a dramatic way. They beat some really good football teams. And this, this kind of looks like the Kansas City Chiefs of old that have every year in order to win, they kind of reinvent themselves a little bit. There's a slight change offensively. There's a slight change defensively. And there seem to be really good at finding those intersections of areas where they can improve, areas they can change. But yeah, they're a good ball club, and I think a big reason for that is 15, obviously. So
we'll get to the Chiefs offense and Washington's defense and the matchup they're in. The Chiefs have scored 30 in back-to-back games, 61 over the last two. Rashee Rice comes back, presents big problems. But let's start when Washington's defense is on the offense is on the field, rather, and the Chiefs defense is out there. They got some really good football players as well. George Karloftis off the edge is a talented rusher. Chris Jones, a defensive tackle, can get to the quarterback. They've got a linebacking core led by Nick Bolton and Drew Tranquil that's pretty good. And then in the secondary, Trent McDuffie is an outstanding cornerback among the talent that they've got on the back end. When you watch this defense, what do you see?
Man, the first thing that jumps off the tape, man, is they are incredibly disciplined. Like they know, like their run fits are excellent, their coverage responsibility is excellent, the way they play their leverages is excellent. Like they're just a very, very sound group. And you mentioned some of the playmakers there. It really feels like, yeah, obviously those playmakers are outstanding. Chris Jones is one of the better pass rushing defensive tackles in football. Karloftis is kind of this blue collar pass rusher who, you know, is going to beat you through hard work and just kind of running through your face. Reminds me of another Purdue pass rusher that we had here in Ryan Kerrigan a little bit, like maybe not the flashiest, most aesthetically pleasing rusher, but just finds ways to win. That linebacker trio is one of the better ones in the NFL. And the fact that they can stay in base, versus multiple different personnel groupings, and those guys can run, cover, hit, and tackle in space is a testament to them. And you mentioned McDuffie and some of the secondary players. Like, yes, they're all very talented, but man, like the detail with which they play is extremely high. They tackle well, they fit runs well, they play their coverage responsibilities well. It really just jumps out off the film to you, you know? So in terms of what Washington has to do, it's a tough ask because they're so well coached, but in some ways it makes it easier because when you play a defense that's so regimented and so ruled out, you can kind of tweak with some of your formations and stuff to put them in conflict. So yes, it's a big lift. This is one of the better defenses we've played this year. Like they are really, really good. And it's not like because the personnel necessarily, it's just because they're so well coached.
Well, and some of that is continuity, too. I mean, a lot of these guys have been with Spags for a while. Steve Spagnuolo, their defensive coordinator, has been there since 2019. So this is season number 6 for him in Kansas City with a good bit of this personnel. He was the interim head coach with the Giants back in 17 at the end of a 3-year run as their defensive coordinator. But he has been around the block forever and ever. I mean, I remember him as the DC of Giants teams that were, you know, making fluky Super Bowl runs back in, like, just after I got out of high school in the 2000s, right? And then he went to the Rams as a head coach. That was kind of disastrous. I think his reputation took a big hit, but he got back on track as a DC with the Saints, and then he went to Baltimore. But you're right. This is one of the most respected, revered defensive coaches in the league. Give me a kind of when you were playing, if you were going up against like a Spags defense, how would you describe schematically, like what is a Spags defense in your mind?
Yeah, they've changed a little bit, you know, to my eye over the last couple of years. You know, like to me, he was like a ton of man coverage. You're going to be really aggressive, like kind of in all situations. And they've they've modified a little bit. I think you see some of the split high safety disguise stuff to start, at least this year. You kind of see that like quarter shell with either that quarter safety weak is fitting the run as a run player. But I do feel like you're getting some rotation. So are they rotating to single high in certain looks? They've kind of adopted elements of Vic Fangio in that regard, where it's like we're going to kind of make the pre-snap stuff look the same and kind of adjust, which feels a little bit different than what he used to do. But they've always been a four-down front. They've always been extremely disciplined. He likes these kind of Karloftis ends, you know, like these bigger, more physical guys that can play the run and be disruptive. And I mean, really, yes, like that is a feature of it. But I think the thing also is just like how he's able to get good linebacker play seemingly wherever he goes in it for a position group that just seems so hard to develop and so hard to find people that can do it. To get three of those dudes in the same room that are playing really excellent football is I think a testament to him and his philosophy in terms of developing.
In terms of coverages and usage, one thing I've got here that I saw, I want to see if this kind of matches what your eyes told you. They play cover one 18% of the time, which is way below, not way below, but considerably below league average. But they are number three in the NFL in the success that they have in doing that. Yards per attempt, completion percentage, also number three. They've also got three interceptions in that look, which is tied for the most in the NFL. Is that about what you see, that you didn't see a lot of that on tape? It was about a little sub 20%.
Yeah. And again, like that's, I think even probably slightly over what they would like to be doing because of who they played. Like when they played Detroit, they were in a lot of that single high look, whether it's pre-snap or post-snap, because of the personnel and the formations that the Detroit Lions were in. So I do think like, yes, that feels right. But again, like it's a testament to Spags, man, his ability to run a coverage you don't run a lot of, get high execution out of it, and also get a lot of ball production out of it too. I think just speaks to, again, there's never a time when you're watching film where you're like, man, there's like, that's a huge coverage bust, or that's a mistake, or that's a misrun fit. It's inevitably that does come up, but like they're going to make you earn it in a way that is very unique to the defenses, at least this year that we've seen so far. So it's a testament to him. It's a testament to how he coaches. And really, I think you brought up a great point there, and it's something that I think is probably undervalued. It's just the continuity across the board is incredible there for those guys, and they all know where they fit. They know their responsibilities, and it really, like in terms of just fun football watching, to me, I really enjoy watching them because of how detailed and disciplined they are.
They're the number five defense in the NFL in terms of the metrics used to do rankings, which is yards per game, which I think is flawed. I'm a yards per play guy. They're 11th in that capacity. They're 22nd against the run. They're 13th against the pass, 15th in interception rate, 13th at sacks per pass attempt. Top five, though, in first downs per game, kind of getting off the field. They're number seven on third down. They've been really good against fourth downs this year as well. They're top two there. And where they've been awesome, honestly, is goal to go. They're number three. They force you to kick some short field goals occasionally. You know, statistically, it's kind of middling, but they're coming off of a shutout of the Raiders. Now, the Raiders are bad. We saw Vegas in Landover, and we know what that looks like. But I don't know that I've seen that dominant a game when I went back and watched, I guess it was two nights ago. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, the first down was like 30-3. The Raiders ran fewer snaps this past week than the Chiefs had points. And they started basically like trying to give them the ball back with kneels before the 2-minute warning. Like this was as close to a, I don't know, like a mercy rule game as I've seen in the NFL in a long time. They whooped the Raiders, dude. They looked in every way. They just looked dominant.
Yeah. And so I didn't watch too much of that game because you couldn't really derive a lot from it. But like, yeah, they have that ability. And I think those statistics you laid out there are really, it aligns perfectly with the film, and it should, because they're just statistical representations of the data you're watching on tape. Is, again, you can get them a little bit. Like you watch a Detroit game, there's some explosive runs. There's a couple explosive catches. But in these critical moments, their execution is extremely high. Like you mentioned the fourth down stuff. Like there was a blitz. It was a fourth and two. They were running like a little choice to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown beats Trent McDuffie on the in cut. Jared Goff sees the throw, and he kind of turfs it. And you go back and you watch the tight copy. and they run like a little bit of a, it's a five-man pressure. They're bringing kind of a nickel pressure to the offensive right, and then you get a one-on-one with Chris Jones to the offensive left. He beats the guard. The guy who's rushing over the center beats the center. You get two free runners to the quarterback. Goff gets the ball out, but it's a bad throw. And it's just like in those moments, the detail of the blitz pattern, the ability to win one-on-ones, cover up the secondary in the back end, like that's what makes this team good, man. It's hard to run the – they make it hard to run the football, which, again, is a Spags characteristic in my opinion. They make it hard to run the football, and they're good enough in pass coverage and good enough at the rush that they can win in these down like these critical moments. Like you mentioned the red zone, same thing in the Detroit game. Like they just found a way to figure it out. And again, like the Raiders game, I'm going to put that aside, but over the course of the season, especially like against Jacksonville, against Detroit, you see a different kind of cut of team defensively. And I do think those critical winning time moments for them, like it shows up in terms of how they play them.
When you study tape, so you're talking about like essentially not completely dismissing, but like, there's not a lot to be learned from that Raiders tape, which makes sense. Are you generally looking for like a similarly potent offense to Washington or someone who does some of the same things because you think that's more instructive, or just a game where because it was either tighter or the way it played out in game script, like they were themselves more often? Like I totally get why the Raiders game would be like, whatever. But like just as a kind of more vague question, when you watch tape, are you trying to find someone that's similar-ish to the Commanders, or do you just watch what you have?
I think it's a little bit of both. Like, one, I want to kind of find similar formations, similar runs, similar pass concepts. You're not going to find similar pass concepts, but just how does like their cover, how does their quarters distribute? How does their cover three distribute? How do they play man? Like, what are the tells for man? Like, outside leverage, inside leverage? Are they off? Do they stem to it? Just to kind of get a feel. And then, you know, I'll watch it. So, like, that's more like cut-ups, right? Because you can get a feel, like, first, second down, you watch those cut-ups. You're like, okay, like, this is kind of who they want to be on first and second down. Then you watch the third down stuff, and most teams now are, like, heavy man, some type of five-man pressure, some cases six-man pressure. It's all out, whatever it looks like, right? So you get a feel for those situations. And then I usually like to watch the game to see how – each game kind of changes based on the opponent, right? Because there's a little bit of a game plan element to Spagnuolo, right? Like, so, like, for example, I wanted to watch all the third downs versus Detroit. I wanted to watch all the fourth and shorts.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Versus Detroit, just to kind of get a feel for what, like when it gets hot, when he needs a play, like what's he going to do? And he's going to heat you up and bring some type of exotic pressure. So I think that's, and again, like first and second down, there's not a ton of pressure, but they're really good with their run fits. So that's something where it'll be interesting to see how they handle the Commanders, just to kind of turn it back to them. After watching all this film, it's like, are they a big first and second down pressure team? Not really. But are they going to do it because the Bears did it and because the Cowboys did it and it was very successful? That, to me, is kind of the million-dollar question leading into this. Like, they're going to heat them up on third down, no doubt. Like, they are going to bring that fastball. It's going to be 1,000 miles an hour. It's going to be excellent. But on first and second down, how do they handle it, given the last two opponents and how successful they were with that pre-snap pressure stuff?
To some of Logan's points that he's been making about how they run their defense, they're in zone going into that Raiders game about 71% of the time this season, which was the highest rate under Spagnuolo. You talked about seeing more of that, them being a little different than you remember when you played against them. And then also the blitz rate is eighth highest in the NFL right now at 33%.
Oh, wow. That's higher than I thought. Would have thought.
Yeah, but that was before. Again, the Raiders game may have skewed it a little bit. That was a number I had before the Raiders game. But a couple of individual players, Nick Bolton.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Has a tackle on the 23% of running plays this season, which is top five for linebackers in the NFL. He is always around the ball, this guy. And he moves. He can run, and you know, he covers a ton because they ask him to. I saw that he was one of the highest targeted linebackers in the league, but I didn't view that as, like, you know, problematic. I think that they just trust him to do a lot. You talked about George Karloftis, went into week 7, 29 pressures, was fourth in the league at defensive end. I don't think a lot of people think of him as, like, one of the better pass rushers in the league, but his pressure rate of 16%. You know, it was higher than it's been at any point in his career. And then the guy we haven't really talked about too much is Chris Jones, who has the fastest get-off time among any defensive tackle in the NFL this year with 75 or more pass rushes. And this is an all-pro, like, fringe DPOY type player year in and year out. He took on some heat because there were a couple of bad viral clips of him, like, not playing really hard at you know, big moments earlier this year. And I don't know exactly what led to that. But here's what I do know, Logan. For about a half decade, this has been as good a defensive tackler as there is in football. And he's one of the hardest guys to block at his position.
Yeah, I think you summed it up really nicely there. I love watching Nick Bolton play football. He's physical, downhill. He's going to smash you in the face. He can cover a little bit. I mean, he's not, you know, Fred Warner, but he's a good football player, fun football player to watch. Karloftis is the same type of thing. I mentioned at the top of this segment, just like, incredibly consistent, not overly exotic, but like that consistency has led to a lot of pressures and a lot of success for him. And then Chris Jones, man, like, I know he's maybe not the player he once was in terms of consistent down and out effort, especially on first and second down, but you do not want to be messing with this guy in third down passing situations. Like, he is a problem. And so obviously, like we mentioned, the pressure stuff that they bring on third down, he's going to get on one-on-one. And you think about him against, you know, Cosme, I thought, had a pretty solid pass protection week last week. He's going to get that rep. Chris Paul is going to get that rep. And those are guys that he can beat, you know, because he's, again, that caliber of player. So, it's a fun defense to watch. And I think it's going to be interesting to think about how the Commanders handle it because of how consistent they are.
Talk about that. I mean, how should they, how will they handle it? I guess we should go back into the big story here of Daniels not playing and Mariota playing. When that has been the case, I haven't noticed a big difference in, like, play calling or tendencies or anything, because they're similar style guys. I just think Mariota, this is not meant as a ding against Jaden, I think he might be better, like, read option than Jaden. Yeah. One of the best in the league at that. You know you're going to get some natural design, like read option looks or whatever. But what else changes here? What would you do to insulate Mariota, to just help him, that maybe you wouldn't have to do with Daniels? And if you're Cliff, how does this change your algorithm?
Yeah, so with Mariota, I think by himself, it doesn't really change too much of the offense. I was going to say exactly the same thing you were going to say with the zone read stuff. I think he's a more potent threat on first and second down, right? And I think,
what does he do so well there? Like, why is he so good at that?
So basically, like, there's a zone, like zone read, like you know, the back's gonna, like, if the back's offset to the right, he's gonna have his left elbow up and his right arm underneath. And so what he does is the back is gonna take that ball like it's his, right? And Mariota does this thing, which a lot of good zone read quarterbacks do, where there's two hands on the football. So he's gonna ride that thing all the way almost to the end of his arm length, and then either let it go or pull it out. And so that is a skill. Like, I've gone to coaching clinics because I'm trying to incorporate that at the high school level. That is so hard to develop in a short period of time. But he had, you know, 4 or 5 years at Oregon to develop that. He did it in high school quite a bit. And his ability to sink that thing for almost like a full half second before he declares whether he's handing the ball off or pulling it is awesome. And you see it affect defensive players at a tremendously high level. So I think that to me is like his, like, if I wanted to go to a player and say, like, how do I run the zone read? I would for sure go to Marcus just because of his ball handling. Like, you know, people used to talk about Peyton Manning on the play action fakes and hiding the football. He's essentially doing that same thing. Just it's applying to zone read. Like, he is that good and proficient at it.
You could see it. I mean, he hits one for like 20 yards, it feels like.
Yeah.
Almost every game he plays for this team. How about the passing game? What I think this changes
is the storyline, right?
Yeah.
Like, to me, and it, like, so if everybody's healthy, I don't think anything changes, right? I think you feel really comfortable kind of running the same stuff. Maybe you have a lower volume of quick game because that's Jaden's superpower, in my opinion, his ability to get the ball out quickly to spots versus zone. Like, that's what he's really good at, right? With Marcus, not so much. A little bit more traditional drop back stuff, a little bit more play action stuff. But I think the story is, like, are the receivers going to be healthy? Because, like, quite frankly, like, it doesn't matter who's out, like, who is in at quarterback if we can't create separation on the perimeter. Because, like we talked about, like, they're, you know, Trent McDuffie's excellent player, right? Jalen Watson been very productive for them, even though he's not like a highly touted name. So they've got good corners that can play man coverage, that can put you in spots that are difficult to deal with. And so, like, my initial thought is, like, hey, to run the football, I want to spread them out. I want to keep them in a too high safety structure. I want to have some type of pre-snap run alert, whether it's a screen, whether it's an RPO kind of stick type concept over here to the offensive left, something that gives me a light box count where I can run to the offensive right. The problem is if I'm Spagnola, I'm not really afraid of any of your receivers necessarily if Terry or Debo don't play. So I'm just going to man that up on the perimeter, which immediately takes that away as an option and allows me to play plus numbers in the box. So that's the thing that I think to me is the hard kind of sell here. Are there ways to manipulate this defense? Yes. Are there kind of clear ways to do that? Yes, because he's so regimented in how he coaches it. And that's a two-edged sword, right? One is, you know exactly where they're going to be. The other problem is that they're really good at being in those spots, so it's hard to manipulate it. But none of that really, really matters if we can't affect your coverage structure and how you want to play over our numbers at receiver. If you're not going to affect that, if you're not going to change that, then do we pack it in nice and tight where we can get picks and rubs and kind of defeat your man concepts? There's drawbacks to that as well. So I think, you know, kind of reviewing the game last week, reviewing the game the week before, I think Cliff's done an excellent job of calling these games with the offensive firepower being what it is. But there are a ton of difficulties that are presented when you don't have guys on the perimeter that have the horsepower to win consistently versus man-to-man. And that's not to criticize the guys that are playing. Let me be very clear. That's not a criticism of them. It's just an observation. Like, there's a reason Terry McLaurin's making $50 million. It's because of his ability to win man-to-man coverage routes. Same thing with Debo Samuel, right? You pay those top-flight guys that way because of their ability to win versus man. And right now, Cliff has been having to elevate in terms of play call to get those guys in good positions to be successful, which is very, very difficult to do.
And for the record, it sounds like they're both going to play, at least according to what Dan Quinn said early in the week. Now, he has not gone on record to say they'll play, but he does this interview every week on Sirius XM, and he said they should both be able to get on the practice field throughout the week. We have not had a practice to monitor yet because Washington didn't go on Wednesday as they traditionally do because it's Monday night, so that was like a Tuesday. So we'll get more info today. If they're listed limited, I guess it's more interesting, but you know, if they're listed full practice today, then you know they're going to go. But my thing with that is, even if they're like everyone's just asking the question, are they going to play? What do they look like?
Right.
You know, in Terry's case,
legit. Yeah.
Like he's coming back after a several week hiatus now. So what does that look like? Is he in great shape or is he just 100% like ready? And then in Debo's case, it's not a lengthy layoff. I don't worry about rust like I would with Terry, but like, how is the heel? It's like, okay, cool. You're playing. A lot of guys play through injuries. And like you were talking a couple of weeks ago about playing through a hamstring where you couldn't get to full speed necessarily, but you're able to do anything inside of 10 yards. Like Debo against the Bears was not the same guy as Debo right. against the Raiders. So I not only want to see them on the field, but they kind of have to be themselves to get the max effort of this offense.
I think that's a great point. And that's one of the things you're always negotiating when you're returning from injury, right? It's just like, yeah, you guys are good football players, but are you 100%? And where is that line? And is whatever percentage you're at better than the people that are backing you up?
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Those are all legitimate questions that I think hopefully, and I will say this, like I have been very impressed so far with how the medical staff has handled a lot of these injuries, how they've handled return to play. They seem to get guys back at the appropriate time. There doesn't seem to be a lot of kind of residual layover. You know what I mean? Like I think about Jaden with the knee, obviously the hamstring pops up, but the knee has been fine. You know what I mean? Like they've just handled return to play stuff really well. And so if that staff determines that they're ready to go, I would expect them to be ready to go. But I think you bring up an interesting point with Terry, because again, like, wasn't here for a lot of the offseason, had a short kind of return to play at the beginning of season, been off for a couple weeks. Like, where is the conditioning at? Because for receivers, like, talking to Santana, like, that's been crazy illuminating. Like, you know, one of the best to ever do it here in Washington. And talking to him about the conditioning and how the legs feel and the kind of sports-specific training required to make sure you're ready to go has been really fascinating. And so I don't want to undervalue that component of it in Terry coming back. And I think, like you said with Debo, like, that is less of a concern to me. But obviously you're negotiating a heel injury, which, you know, deleterious long-term, probably not. But is it going to be crazy annoying to play with if it's still bothering him? Absolutely. So I think it's a great question to bring up. I do think they need to get some more firepower on the perimeter. And if they don't have it, I'm really curious to see how Cliff handles some of those limitations in the offense moving forward.
They also got to run the ball better this week. I mean, they struggled last week, and a lot of that has to do with the passing game and, you know, the people stacking the box. I get that, but they also struggled against the light boxes last week as well.
Can I comment on that real quick?
Yeah, go
so,
for it.
Yeah, so I think that's a great point, and I've heard a couple people bring that up, and it's 100% valid. I also think, like, the offense needs to find more consistency, right? Like, one of the things, like, there's the three drops, there's a couple misses by Jaden. When you go back and watch the offensive film, it's frustrating in a way that is hard to explain, because you're like, man, there are opportunities here for them to complete footballs, for them to sustain drives. So can they find a level of consistency with these plays that Cliff has drawn up and schemed up to put them in a good position to be successful? Like, when we run the play action shot and we get the guy open down the field, we got to hit it, right? We can't, like, we're not good enough at the moment to kind of negotiate a drop or an incomplete pass or an overthrow. Like, we got to get on base with those. And I think, to Cliff's credit, he's done a good job finding those opportunities. It's just, can we hit them consistently as players? And so that's what I'd say, just to kind of double click on that point. Like, if they're going to play heavy boxes or we're having a hard time running the ball, like, there are all these opportunities down the field that we have to hit in order to get them to kind of loosen up and push back.
Yeah, because theoretically they can't take away both things at the same time. So right. Your point is, like, yeah, the Cowboys made a decision. Here's how we're going to do this. And then if you're Washington, there's some things there that you can now hit behind that heavy box, and they weren't able to. But when they've been rolling, and the vast majority of the last year and a half offensively, that's been the case. You know, those plays aren't missed. Those layups right. go in the hoop. And you get on base and you got traffic, and now they're working from the stretch against you, and you're able to steal some bases. All right, let's get into the defense for Washington next. No pressure coming off of a week where you've been called on the carpet. It's just Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, and the Kansas City Chiefs on the road. So Joe Witt, without Dorrance Armstrong, go get him. We will talk about that next on Take Command.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.